Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, you knew it was only a matter of time before this happened. At least I thought it was only a matter of time. Justin Bieber making some controversial comments on the latest edition of Rolling Stone. TJ Walker, a public communications expert, he's trained everybody from models to government leaders to celebrities and the whole nine. He's even got more Facebook friends than I do. I'm a little jealous about that, TJ. I'm not going to lie. He joins me on the Ralphie Radio Show right now. TJ, you read over some of these comments that have leaked out from Rolling Stone. They are published, I believe, on NBC's website. What do you make of Justin Bieber and his comments, first of all, on abortion?
I do think he's going to face a backlash from a lot of his fans and a lot of pro-choice people who are looking to persuade the public to their viewpoint. He's a lightning rod. People latch onto him. I mean, here we are talking about him. When a celebrity of this magnitude wades into dicey public policy issues and controversial issues, everyone likes to jump on. So I don't think he knows what hit him yet, but this is a big issue. It was interesting, though, in that he had basically something to offend everybody. He said, all U.S. citizens are evil. Again, it described it as he's joking and laughing. But at some point when you're a celebrity, you have to worry about how does every answer stand on its own just when people are reading the cold text and they can't see your laughing, your body language, the teasing. The sarcasm doesn't work well in print interviews.
Of course.
For the most part.
Right, especially with a publication like Rolling Stone as well. I mean, TJ, are you surprised that we have a 16-year-old pop star, one of the biggest pop stars in the world, and he's commenting on very divisive issues in our country? Abortion, one, and then, of course, the comment about the U.S. was made in regards to if he's going to become a U.S. citizen, and part of the reason why he says he will always be a Canadian citizen, he'll never get the dual citizenship, is over our health care system.
I think he's being tongue-in-cheek, but he is saying something that, frankly, you know, all the Canadians I know feel exactly the same way.
Right, well,
like
no.
Americans are insane. So, you know, he's doing what most people do. They say good things about the country they come from. So there's nothing particularly surprising about that. It is a little dicey when someone has most of their fans and most of their money and does most of their work in the United States.
Right, absolutely. No, that's a great point as well.
Here's the bottom line. Yeah, I mean, this is going to get a lot of play for a couple of days, and people are going to have fun with it, and he's going to be beaten up a little bit. But the bottom line, nobody really cares what, you know, a kid who looks like a teenager thinks about major public policy issues.
Man, you're rough, brother.
So I don't really think this is going to hurt him much.
Justin Bieber's got bigger things to worry about, basically.
at the
end of the day.
How can he be like Justin Timberlake?
Right.
Make that transition.
Exactly. And of course, I'm sure I have a Rolling Stone subscription, so I'll be interested to read the full article when it does come out and is released. Justin Bieber, by the way, on that cover of Rolling Stone. Sharing a little insight, though, PR and communications expert TJ Walker, making the time for the Ralphie Radio Show. TJ, I'm still going to try to get up to that 5,000 friend mark that you're at, buddy. I got to get there.
Good luck.
One day. Yeah.
There.
Thank you.
Thanks.